So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Mercedes Warwick, and welcome to Being Sacred. This is our introduction into coming into the sacred promise. And the promise really is discovered over time. It's very rare that I found that you can just sort of pop into it or you get this big insight. Maybe if you're going through sort of a reflection of your life, you'll see that there are some consistent times that when you've been under pressure or joy, quite frankly, that there was this feeling that you can close your eyes and go back to, and you just knew that everything was all right. You just reveled in the moment. And you were so completely connected to that breath, that moment, that instance. And there was, in my case, there's those like peace came on to me, whatever came on to you, the joy of it. It can be sacred joy. And what I do is this now becomes sort of the measuring stick for my discernment and inquiry, because I say to myself, is this worth my peace? And of course, some things will be uncomfortable and new and unknown. But even in those circumstances, usually there's sort of a peaceful knowing that all is well. This is the right space for me to be. This is the right person to be in contact with. This is the right opportunity. It's just right. There's a knowing, there's a peace, there's a love, and there's nurturing. So just close your eyes for a moment and let's go into our sacred devotion here as the beginning of your exploration. And so the promise begins. Devotion is being in communion with myself as a sacred being. And I promise this because, yes, I am sacred. Devotion is the dedication to treating myself with compassion, even if I have to learn how to again. And I promise this because, yes, I am sacred. Devotion is my irreverence, my audacity, and my tenacity to be spiritual in tough times. I promise this because, yes, I am sacred. Devotion is my motivation to thrive and heal, doing the best I can in this moment. I promise this because, yes, I am sacred. And devotion is making sure that I am spiritually loved, nourished, filled up, and fortified as I serve, heal, and lead. I promise this because, yes, I am sacred. As you sit in contemplation, here is the one thing to consider. Is this space, this person, this circumstance worth my sacred promise? Worth my peace, worth my love, worth my joy, worth my sacredness? This is the question to consider in discernment as you sit quietly, no matter what is facing you. So now, take some time. Come back to this several times if you need to. Massage it and be with it and do not rush. When you get it, you will know it. That sacred promise, you'll feel it from the inside out. As I said, mine was peace. And when I reflect back on most of the times that I came into a deep, almost indescribable peace, when I felt it, there was a certainty within me, and I knew I was on the right path. And I know, because it's still in effect, that I am on the right path. This is my point of discernment. Is this person, place, or thing, belief, or experience worth my sacred peace? Is it worth my sacred key promise? I am sacred peace. Here are some examples. Your sacred peace could be love, sacred joy, sacred wisdom, sacred humility. What is your sacred key promise, and are you prepared to being devoted to being it? So say with me now as you close your eyes, I am sacred. Breathing in and exhaling. As I breathe in the I am, as I exhale, I am sacred. As I breathe in the I am, as I exhale, I am sacred. As I breathe in, I am. As I breathe out, I am. As I breathe in, I am. I am. Namaste. Thank you for being here, and may you know the divine intimately.